Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
There's a college professor at King's University, and he has decided to dissect Paw Patrol and see if it's actually a show about capitalism. Yeah. And you may think, okay, that's kind of strange. But he says he thinks he takes issue with Paw Patrol as kind of a stand-in for a government-funded police force.
Okay.
And he thinks as time goes on, children might be less likely to critique the capitalist system that causes environmental harm and reproduces inequality. He goes on with such big, fancy words in these sentences, and then you realize he's talking about a children's program.
But he says the mayors in that show, there are two of them, they send a bad message. It's like, well, they're kind of idiots on the show, which is promoting bad things to kids, saying that the government can't be trusted because they're not smart.
Well, and then
it's
also,
a kid show!
The writer kid is 10 years old, but he's not in school on the show, so he has an issue with that as well.
You know who's a big Paw Patrol fan? My three-year-old nephew, Cam, loves it. Watches like four episodes a day. Let's give Cam a call right now and see if he's been brainwashed by Paw Patrol.
Hey, hey.
Hey, hey. Can you put Cam on the phone?
Yeah, it's on speaker, okay?
It's Uncle Clayton.
It's Uncle Clayton.
Hey, Cam, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Did you like playing with my dog yesterday?
He's nodding his head.
Okay. Speaking
what's
of dogs,
Uncle Clayton's dog is in?
Hey Cam, when you watch Paw Patrol, do you ever think of capitalism?
Huh?
So when you watch Paw Patrol, does capitalism come to mind?
No.
No. Okay. No. Good to know. Good to know. What about Ryder in Paw Patrol? Do you ever wonder why he's not at school or something like that?
No.
No? Okay. Two for two. You're doing great, buddy. What about the pups? Do you think that the pups are volunteering and doing a good job?
No.
You don't think they're doing a good job?
No.
Okay. No. What about the what about the mares on Paw Patrol? Who are the mares in Paw Patrol?
A mare? Yeah.
Yeah, mares.
I like the Goofy Monster. So
you don't think that the mares are, like, dumbed down in the show? You don't think that they're sending the wrong message?
No comment.
You know the mares? What are their names?
Mayor Humdinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you think that he's dumbed down in some sort of way or no?
No.
No? You think he's a smart guy? That's awesome. Good to know. Yeah. Good to know. What about Chicoletta? What about Chicoletta? You like her, hey?
Chicoletta?
Yeah. Do you think she promotes capitalism?
He's eating his toes.
So obviously he's brainwashed.
Clearly.
Oh. What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Cruise Confused Lyrics.
Driven by Infinity Saskatoon. In the Saskatoon Auto Mall and at infinitysaskatoon.ca.
Ooh.
Snazzy.
New sponsor for Cruise Confused Lyrics.
I'm snapping my fingers to that one. First one sent in from one of our favorites, 9-year-old Andy.
Here we go, Andy.
Andy loves Cruise. Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. He hears, excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Holy PDA.
Wow. Inappropriate.
Wait till you get home.
And get a room. Not the right lyrics, actually. Excuse me, while I kiss the sky.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
This next one is from Cliff, Benny and the Jets by Elton John. Cliff hears, she's got electric boobs. I'm out of here soon.
She's got electric boobs. I'm out here soon.
Doesn't want to stick around for those electric boobs.
Apparently not.
They gotta be real. the actual lyrics, she's got electric boots, a mohair suit.
She's got electric boots, a mohair suit.
They're electric and they're fantastic. If you
thank
get
you
that
very
reference,
much.
Let's be best friends.
Yeah. Last one, Golden Earring, Radar Love, such a good song. Cheryl sent this one in. She hears Brangelina coming on strong.
Brangelina's coming on strong.
No, they're not.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. During 1999.
Awkward.
Oh, yeah.
The correct lyrics. Brenda Lee, She's coming on strong.
Brangelina's coming on strong.
Makes me miss Brangelina.
I know.
Are they going to get back together or not? Did you see them at the Oscars?
They passed by each other.
Who cares?
It's love.
That's it. That's all for Cruise Confused Lyrics. Woo-hoo! Paper crumple time. If you hear anything that belongs on Cruise Confused Lyrics, let us know. We can't do this without you, literally. 306-938-0963. That's the number to call or text. You can also email us. That's your cue to talk, Stacey. I know you're looking out the window right now, but...
Sorry, I thought I saw an injured bird. Mornings at cruisefm.com.
More importantly, is the bird okay?
Yes, it flew away.
I think everyone has seen that viral video of Vince Neil singing Welcome to the Jungle, and he's not doing that great of a job.
His audio is atrocious.
Like Big Mac 104, something like that. Vince Neil making the rounds again on the internet for another embarrassing reason. There's this app called Cameo. Basically, a bunch of celebrities sign up for this app, and if you want a happy birthday message from Joe Carter or something, you can pay $500. Joe Carter will record a
500?
Video of himself. Hey, Joe Carter won the Jays the World Series in 93. He's worth well more than $500.
Seems like a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. And then they'll tell you a little message, like, happy birthday, Dad, from Joe Carter. Yeah. Well, someone paid Vince Neil to do one of these cameos. The start was great, because he's reading from a script. Gets off the rails a little bit near the end.
Way off
here.
Script.
See if you can tell where it gets off script.
Hey, Decker, this is Vince Neil. Hey, I want to say happy birthday, brother. This is actually from Christian Mom, Ethan, and Blake. So keep on rocking, Shad the Devil, and do some feel good stuff at big old 4-0, you man. All right, see you later.
Okay, first of all, he missed Tanya.
Oh,
there was one
Tanya.
Other name there.
Yeah.
And he's supposed to say, shout at the devil to start off this new decade and take the opportunity to kickstart your auto search and sales. Listen to the doctor and feel good about the big 4-0 in 2020. That's what he was supposed to say.
But instead...
Do some feel-good stuff at 4-0, you man.
Yeah.
All right. See you later.
Nailed it, buddy.
So there's a gentleman in the United States who has a dog. The dog is very cute. The dog's name is Lola. And this gentleman has drained his life savings and at the same time raised another $45,000 for surgery to save Lola's life.
Aww.
And it raises the question, a lot of people talking, how much would you pay to save your dog, basically, to make your dog better? And now that you are a puppy owner, Clayton, I thought this would be an interesting question for you. Would you drain your savings account and pay $45,000? It's for open heart surgery, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I would rob every convenience store in Saskatoon.
Okay.
I would do gross things for my dog. Like, I never got it before. I always kind of judged dog people who were, you know, dressing their dogs up in sweaters and paying all this money for their dogs on Christmas. Now I totally get it. I totally get it. Like, my dog and I, just the best of friends. Like, we spend all day with each other. It's so nice to have a dog. I'd do gross things if my dog was ever super sick. Like, she still has the runs. It's day 6 of runs watch at the Croker household right now, and taking her to the vet later today. But I get worried. It's like, oh man, I wish I had the runs so you didn't have to deal with this.
Aww.
You know, like, that's what I would do. Now, there is a variable to this, and this is where it gets a little weird and tricky. This dog was 12 years old.
She's 12 years old, yep.
See, that's the tough part.
And she's also a therapy dog who helps him with his depression.
So
he has basically said this dog has saved his life.
In that case, yes. If it's a therapy dog who saved your life, absolutely you should save that dog's life. But if it's like a... And this is going to
sound
really cold-hearted.
So heartless.
I don't even want to say it, but like... 12 years is a long time for a dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a full life for a dog.
Yeah.
And if you can't afford the surgery, like if you're going to go into debt and like ruin your life, as bad as it is to say, maybe you just make the dog as comfortable as possible for its last couple days.
I know. It's
that's
tough.
Horrible. I just want to punish myself for saying that. I'm so sorry. But if like the dog's won and you love the dog, then yes.
Yeah, and they've got a full life ahead of them, hopefully.
I think the age plays a factor.
Absolutely.
It's gotta, right? Mm-hmm. But, oh man,
You're just a horrible person.
I want to go home and shower right now. I feel so gross. I hate playing the back in my day card, but back in my day, when he got married, most couples did the exact same thing right afterwards. They moved in with each other, they had a joint bank account, started having babies.
Yeah.
Fast forward to today, people live in sin before they get married. Me.
Me.
You don't have a joint bank account, and people wait a long time before they have kids now. They enjoy the married life before they welcome children into this world. The joint bank account thing is the one big issue that people have. Some people think that you need to have a joint bank account when you're married.
My mom.
Not the case. Karen is a big fan of the joint bank account.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
She's still perplexed as to why we don't have a joint bank account. And now I have proof. There's research that shows it's not necessary.
Well, they're saying that one of the top 10 reasons marriages fail is money.
Mm-hmm.
Couples argue over money all the time because they can see what each other is doing.
Right.
Because you should just keep your financials a secret and just live in mystery all the time. That's the key to a successful marriage.
Apparently.
Keep things from your partner.
Mm.
It always works out in the end, but Brenly and I don't have a joint bank account. It's fine.
Yeah.
And I would be petrified of having a joint bank account. Not because I'm up to some sketchy stuff. That sounded really bad.
I don't want her to know.
But because my wife and I, we make fun of each other all the time. We're that couple. Like, if a couple just met us, they'd be like, are you guys okay? Like, are you happy? No, we just like chirping each other. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
If we had a joint bank account, we would make fun of each other over each other's purchases all the time. I'd be like, really? $45 to Sephora? Again, Brenly? Again, and then she'd be like, oh, $27 to 7-Eleven. I'm going to assume that was all on taquitos. And she would be absolutely right. I love me a good life hack. For example, cutting a milk jug in half to use it as a planter.
Okay.
Life hack. There's such a thing, though, as mom hacks.
Mm-hmm.
Life hacks, but for moms. There's this mom in the UK. She is sick and tired of her kids leaving junk all over the house.
Right.
Stuff like socks, stuff like empty toilet paper rolls. They don't throw it in the garbage. They just throw it on the ground next to the toilet. Gross. They also leave like little bits of paper all over the house. So what she's been doing is she's been taping like $5 bills to all this junk and hiding money in the socks so that if her kids actually pick up the garbage, they're rewarded with money. But the thing is, she's taking photos and kind of documenting the process. And these things are being left there for like 5-6 days. Like her mom hack isn't working that well yet. But it's genius. Like, if your kid picked up a sock and there was a $5 bill in that sock, chances are they're going to pick up a lot more socks thinking there's money in there.
True.
And then after a week when they realize there isn't, they'll probably stop. But that'll be a good week.
I was
going to
say, like, how much is she going to spend on this mom hack? God, I've spent $85 this week trying to get the kids to pick up their socks.
Is mom doing her taxes, trying to write it off? $745 in mom expenses. You can write off mom expenses, right?
I don't know.
Do you have any mom hacks? You've been a mom for 9 months and 7 days.
The thing is, Fiona, well, she does everything. I shouldn't say she does everything I say, but I don't really... There's mom hacks, you know, when it comes to like changing a diaper where mm-hmm. you pin their arms down so they can't touch things and, you know, stuff like that. A couple of those things, maybe.
Great list of mom hacks
right
there,
Stacey. Well, I don't know. I can't think of this.
I was expecting some revolutionary ideas over there. Like, oh yeah, I got three. Here we go, but...
No, that's it.
Nothing. Okay.
Pinning arms down.
Okay, so Stacy clearly needs help. Some people are saying, well, my kids would probably just rip the money off the socks or off the toilet paper roll and just leave the garbage on the ground, so this isn't that good. I hate when you think something is such a great idea, and then 5 minutes later, it's ruined. Someone craps on it. Why do we always read the comment section? Like,
well, I was going to kind of crap on this earlier because being raised how I was, my mom would never have had to do that. We would just never have left anything on the floor like that because we listened to our parents.
You guys were just so perfect growing up, hey?
You know what Sean, my husband, calls me and my brother?
What?
Rod and Todd. From The Simpsons.
Oh.
Rod and Todd Flanders.
Clayton and Todd. Cruise mornings. We're changing it up. My sister has a genius one. She says that the park is closed so her kids won't throw a tantrum when it's time to leave. Come on, Cam. The park is closed. No, the park is closed. We can't be here anymore.
I saw another good one. When kids want to eat what you're eating as a parent, all you have to do is tell them it's spicy.
The old spicy card.
Oh, this cheesecake? No, you wouldn't like it. It's spicy.
Oh, these cookies? Oh, they're so spicy. You would hate them. Oh, they just suck.
When it comes to dinosaurs, Alberta, bit of a hotbed.
Kind of.
When it comes to fossils being found there, lots of dinosaur bones in Alberta, in and around Drumheller, of course. And Jared Voris, he is an up-and-coming archaeologist, and he was examining skull fragments at the Royal Tyrrell Museum in Drumheller. And he basically noticed that the features on this one Tyrannosaurus specimen looked a bit different than what they'd usually seen before. Boom! Jared discovered a new form of Tyrannosaurus, excuse me.
Really?
Yeah.
That's big
just
news.
By being like, hey, there's a dinosaur skull in this drawer. I'm going to look at it. And then he realizes it's a completely different kind.
And this guy's like 25 years old.
Super young. And it's apparently, you know, you don't make those kind of discoveries until you're a well-established mm-hmm. archaeologist. And so now they have decided the name, because that's always the big thing. Hey, you know, you find a new dinosaur, what's it called?
Oh, yeah.
Well, write this one down. Thanatotheriscestes degrutorum.
Well done.
Thanatotheriscestes degrutorum.
Thanatotheriscestes degrutorum. No.
So smooth.
Thanatotheriscestes degrutorum. No.
Okay, so that's the scientific name, but basically the one that they want to use is Reaper of Death. That's what they've also decided, because it's the Greek name.
Yeah.
So the Greek portion, the Reaper of Death portion, is the Thanatotheriscestes. Thank you. But then get this, the degrutorum part is a combination of the Greek word and a name for a southern Alberta couple, the Degroots, who stumbled across the fossil fragments walking on the shores of the Bow River.
They just named it after them.
Degrutorum. I was like, oh, Degrutorum. That sounds pretty cool. No, it's literally their last name, the Degroots.
It sounds like a spell on Harry Potter or something. Degrutorum!
Totally.
Yeah. Like, Reaper of Death. Why don't they just call it that? You know what? Why don't they just call it Rod? Reaper of Death.
There
Rod.
We go.
Rod the dinosaur.
It's so dangerous.
I'm imagining Rod Flanders like a dinosaur.
Each leap brings us closer to God. At a zoo in San Antonio, you can pay to have a cockroach named after your ex and fed to a creature at the zoo.
That's a great way to show that you're not over your ex. People who just obsess over their ex, I can't stand that. Oh, my ex is such a jerk, putting their ex on blast on Facebook and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously means you're not over them and you got some issues to work through.
I guess, hey?
Like, people who do this, oh yeah, I'm gonna show Kevin. Take I'm that, Kevin.
Name a cockroach after him and feed it to a lizard.
He's not going to be able to sleep after this. Ooh, I really got him on that one.
And if you wanted to go one step further, you could pay a bit more to have a rat named after your ex and then fed to a large reptile.
So the rat that eats the cockroach, you can then name the rat after your ex again,
mm-hmm.
and then it gets fed to a snake. That's some ex revengeception right there. Like, if you want to take it one step further, if you really want to stick it to your ex, you can just steal their identity.
There's
if
that.
If you really want to go for it, if you really want to show your ex who's boss, just steal their identity and ruin their life.
Don't bother naming a cockroach after them. Hire some goons to break your ex's legs.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one,
There's
too.
That.
You can also marry their dad, become their stepmom, and completely run their life.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.